Okay, today's shiur is going to deal with Shavuot Bitli. The parak which we're learning now in Daf Yomi, Shavuot Shtayim Basar, the third parak of Shavuot, deals basically with the issur of Shavuot Bitli. The pasuk says in Parshas Vayikra, Oy nefesh kifisha lavavate vitzvatayim lahora oy lahetiv lachol asher yivate ha'adom bishvuot v'ne'alam yimenu v'hu yodav v'ashem l'achat mi'eila. This pasuk is in the parasha of Korban Oil of Yared and tells us that someone who, b'shoigeg, transgresses the iser of Shavuot Bitul is chayev a Shavuot Oil of Yared. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak and Daf Testament base classify Shavuot Bitli in four classifications. The Mishnah starts. Shavuot Shtayim Shehein Arba. The Shavuot are two categories, which are actually four. Shavuot She'oichel U'Shaloi Oichel. A person takes a Shavuot that he will eat or that he will not eat. Those are for the future. She'achalti U'Shaloi Achalti, that I did eat or that I did not eat. Those relate to the past. The first two, the shavuot of Lahaba, those are the shavuot which are said explicitly in the pasuk, Lahara or Lahetiv. The shavuot for the past are learned in the Gemara, that like says Shtayim Shein Arba, two which are four, two which say explicitly in the pasuk, and another two which we learn from a drasha. So the first thing we have to understand is the classification. The Mishnah classifies these shavuot as four. Two for the future, that I will eat or that I will not eat. And two for the past, that I did eat or that I did not eat. We clearly understand and the two shavuot for the future. A shavuot that I will eat obligates me to do something. It's an obligatory shavuot. I transgress this shavuot or violate it by not doing what I said I was going to do. That's a shvur lehetiv. The shvur lehara is shaloi oichel v'ochel. The shvur obligates the person not to do something. In other words, it makes an iser on the person to do an act. And he transgresses this by doing the act which he said that he would not do. The Gemara says that there's a strong differentiation between these two shvuot. The shvuot which says that I will not eat, and he does eat, in such a shvuot, he transgresses the shvuot with a ma'aser, with an act. And the Gemara calls it a lav sheyesh bo ma'aser. And we get malchus for this act, because he did an act of transgressing the shvuot. On the other hand, the shvuot which obligates him to eat is a shvuot which he transgresses passively. The only way to transgress the shvuah is not to do what he said he was going to do. And that the Gemara calls a lav she'ein boy ma'aser. And we can clearly see the differentiation between these two shvuahs, where one shvuah is a shvuah which obligates him positively, and the other shvuah is one which prohibits him. However, it is more difficult to understand the differentiation between the two shvuahs which are in the past. The two shvuot in the past are either I did eat, and actually he didn't, or I did not eat, and actually he did. In this case, the transgression time of the shvuot, the person is saying something false. In the case where he said that he did eat, and he had actually not eaten, or in the case where the person said that he did not eat, and he had actually eaten, in essence, the transgression is the same. Saying a non-truth. It's more difficult to understand why these are considered two separate shvuot. But in the case where he said, I will eat or I will not eat, so they're clearly different. One is obligating him, and one is prohibiting him. However, in the case where I did eat or I did not eat, the question of eating or not eating is only a determination of whether what he's saying is true or not true. And therefore, it's hard to understand why the Mishnah considers this as two separate shvuot. There the Isser is done at the time when he says the Shvua, saying a falsehood. And seemingly there should be no difference whatsoever if the falsehood is if he did eat or if he didn't eat. The Shvua, the Gemara compares this Shvua to a Shvua Shav, as if a person would say that the sky is green, or a person would say that a rock is a man, or on the other hand, if a person says that a rock is a rock, something which is obvious. In all these cases, it's clear at the time when the person said the Shvua that the Shvua was unnecessary. The difference between this Shvua and those Shvuas is that it's unclear. However, by this Shvua as well, when the person is saying the Shvua, it is already false. There's nothing to come. So there, I've tried to look through a few of the halachas of Shvua. In this format, we'll be able to learn the essence of the Shvua, and maybe be able to understand the difference between a Shvua Shachalti and a Shvua Shalecha. Okay, so let's start the Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows. Shvua Shaloi Oichol, V'ochol Kol Shehu Chayv, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that if a person made a Shvua that he should not eat, he will not eat, and he ate a Kol Shehu, any amount, he's chayv. He has to bring a carbon. Although other Isurim in the Torah, if a person eats chaylev or dam or any other type of achila which he eats, we need a kezayis. However, Rabbi Akiva says that in regards to a shvur that he will not eat, he is chayv on any amount. Omrula Rabbi Akiva, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Akiva, Heichan Motzim Ochel Kol Shehu Chayv Shezer Chayv. Where is the precedent for an Isur Achila which a person can be chayv for eating any amount? Or Isur Achila in the Torah, we have to eat a kezayis. Amar lahem Rabbi Akiva, v'chi heichan matzinu b'medaber u'meidi korvin, shezeh medaber u'meidi korvin. Where do we see that someone for speech alone can create an issue which will be mechazim to bring a korvin? So we see that the issue of shvur is different than all other issue in the Torah, and therefore we understand why shvur he could be chayiv even though he ate only a kol, whereas or other Isurim have to eat a kezayis. Now, but if we examine the Mishnah, a cursory examination of the Mishnah, it seems that the machlokes between Bukhida and Chachamim is, should we compare the Isur of the Achila that a person creates by making a Shvua to an Isur of Kol Asara Kula? Therefore, that this Isur should be like any other Isur, and he should only be chayiv, just like me, anything else which is usher to eat, you're chayiv only if you eat a kezayis, so too by shvua. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says that shvua has a chumrah, it has a stringency over other achilas, and therefore, a person is chayiv even if he eats a kol shehu. However, Rashi explains differently. Rashi explains, in Divrei Amaska Madavra Mevi Kozen, Bishvil Bittel Diburoi. The Isser of the Shvur is for violating, for breaching his words. The Kivan the Mishum Bittel Diburahu, Afzeh Bittel Diburai. Since the transgression is violating his words, he has violated his words even by eating a Kol Shehu. So Oymeloi Oichol, Daitoi Wesser Atmoi B'Kol Shehu. Because a person who says, I shall not eat, It was his intention to prohibit himself even on a kol shehu. So Rashi says that the question here is the question of intent. What did he intend to do? Did he intend to prohibit himself on a kol shehu, or did he intend to prohibit himself on a kezayis like everything else? So too Tosfos. The Tosfos which relates to the Mishnah is printed on Chof Aleph Amud Bet. And then Tosfos says, Heichan Motzinu v'Oichol Kol Shehu, V'Af Al Gav D'V'Mefarish Kol Shehu Chayiv. Clearly, if he said that he wants to prohibit only a Kol Shehu, he is Chayiv. In other words, if the whole machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim is where the person said, I shall not eat. However, a person can make a Shvua, I shall not eat even a Kol Shehu. The same way that a person can make a shmua that he won't touch something, that he won't smell something, that he won't pick something up. So therefore, if a person would be mefarish, say clearly that he wants to make an iser achilas kolshu, to eat any amount, he will be chayav. In other words, the chachamim don't say that we can never be chayav for achilas kolshu. We can be chayav, he said mefarish. However, stoma de milsa daitoi astam achilas shebetoyra. So Tosfos also says that, in general, if he did not specify, we say that his intent was to make an iser, which is similar to the other achilas in the Torah. So, Tosfos in the next Tosfos says as well, heichen matzinu b'medabu megi karbon, which was Rav Akiva's precedent for shvuah being different. And we say, Yokoch, Kivin, the Chomer, Zaitol, Kosu. In other words, it's not a question of the stringency of the Isser of Shvuah. However, because the Isser of Shvuah is stringent, so we take on that the person's intent was to Asher Kosu. So if so, the Mishnah as it reads is not a question of what is the Isser of Shvuah, or is the Isser of Shvuah more stringent than other Isurim. However, it's merely a question of intent. We understand that what will be Asur will be Asur whatever the person intended to Asur. The same way that if he intended to Asur merely touching or merely smelling, so the same way if he intended to Asur only a Koshu, then he'll be Asur only a Koshu. And the whole question then seems to be very technical machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim. What was the person's intent? And the dialogue that's going on between Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim, which at first glance seems to us as a dialogue on the stringency of Shvuah, actually was only something to let us in, let us have an idea of what his intent. But in the end, Shvuah comes out to be a separate question. What was the intent of the person? As Rashi says, that the iser of Shvuah is for violating his words. Therefore, we see from this that, seemingly, there's a difference between Shvuah and all other Isurim Torah. All other Isurim Torah, the object which is utter, be it chalev, be it dam, or be it eating on Yom Kippur, there's an intrinsic factor in the object which makes it usur or honor prohibits him from doing the act, whereas shvuah is cut off entirely. Shvuah, the iser is falsifying the shvuah or violating the shvuah, and this can be seen from the pasuk, which says the lav for shvuah bitui is the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, which says v'loy tishavu v'shmi lashoker. The pasuk for shvuah bitui, which is shvuah, even the shvuah lahaba, even the shvuah which is a shvuah which I shall not any eat, which is causing a prohibition, which is creating a prohibition on the person. The iser is from loyshishavu b'shmila shaker. This is considered making a false shvuah, even though at the time of the shvuah, the shvuah was not false. The shvuah was creating a prohibition. However, by violating the shvuah, by transgressing...
Anyone have any questions at this point? Okay, we'll go on.
So once again, to summarize, we said that in the Mishnah as we read it, without the Pirush of Rashi and Tosfos, it would seem there's a machlokes between Rav Akiva and Chachamim and the essence and the severity of the Isser of Shvuah, whether the Isser Achilas Shvuah makes on a Kezayis or only on a Kol Shu. However, Rashi explains that Shvuah is the Isser of Shvuah is transgressing his words, and the question was a question of intent. We see a similar dialogue in the Gemara. The Gemara on Chaf Aleph Beis reads as follows. Shvur shloi ochel v'ochel kol shehu chai. Quote from the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva who says, Shvur shloi ochel v'ochel kol shehu chai. Iboil hu. Rabbi Kiva v'chol ha-tarah kula kerev shimen tzvirlei, the mechayev v'mashu. Is the reasoning behind Rabbi Kiva, who says that a person transgresses a shvur by eating a mashu, is it because he holds like Reb Shimon? And Reb Shimon's shita is that all Isurim, also Chelev, also Dam, all the Isurim Achila in the Torah are b'mashu. So maybe Reb Akiva is going in the shita of Reb Shimon that holds that a person transgresses an Isur Achila by eating a mashu. Tanya, Reb Shimon said in the Braita, Reb Shimon Oimer, Kol Shehu L'makas, V'loy Omru Kedayis El Inyan Karban. That in all the Surah for the Torah, a person need only eat a kol shehu, any amount, in order to get malchus. The shiurim, which we learned, halacha l'maaseh mitzvah of kedayis, were only said to require within the bring of carbon. However, the issur as it regards to malchus is in a kol shehu, in any amount. And the Gemara continues and proves that Rabbi Kiva does not go in the sheet of Reb Shimon. However, the Gemara would seem to, by trying to compare it to Reb Shimon, it would seem from the Gemara that also we're trying to ascertain whether the Isser of the Achila of Shvuah is like Kol Yisrael of the Torah, which is B'Kol Shehu according to Reb Shimon, or not. However, Rashi here also explains that according to Reb Shimon, B'chol ha-Torah, b'chol shari surim namikim shirin svirlei, the omer stam achila b'chol ha-Torah kol shehu. And therefore, Rashi continues to explain that since Reb Shimon holds that kol ha-Torah b'chol shehu, and Reb Kiva holds Reb Shimon, so therefore, the person himself also means to make this isur comparable to the surim of kol ha-Torah kula. So, it's not because their isur is comparable to the Isser of Kol Asara Kula, which the Isser is Kol Shehu. However, since Rabbi Kiva holds like Reb Shimon, and the standard Isser in the Torah are B'Kol Shehu, therefore the person, when he said, Lo Yachalti, he means to say the general Isser that we have in Kol Asara Kula. And the Chachomim, who hold that the general Isser in Kol Asara Kula is a Kezayis, they understand that when a person said Shaloi Oichol, he means to make Loi Oichol like it says in Kol Torah Kula, and therefore the Isser will be a Kedayis. So once again it would seem that that actually the Isser of the Shvua is transgressing the words which he said. And like Rashi says, Ediva Matkul Oidling Midas, he says, the hachi hodoluhu shezem medabu mevi korban, the kivan the korban al chilav dihuran chayav. Since the korban is coming and breaching his words, therefore he's chayav. In other words, the isser of shvur is not like any other isser in the Torah, which you ate a dover usser. However, the isser of shvur is falsifying your shvur. And the eating is only a hechetimtza for violating your words. And just like if a person says that I will do something and he doesn't do it, or I will not touch, or I will not smell, whatever he does, which he said he would not do, comes out through what he does, he's falsifying the shvur. From all this it would seem that when a person makes a shvur, actually, no Isser is chal. There's no activation of an Isser in a practical way that something in the world which was mutter before now became usser. Like we have by a neder. When a person makes a neder, we know that if a person makes a neder, that dover zeh usser like a carbon. He says that this loaf of bread should be usser on me like a carbon. So, and actually, there, something takes effect. This kikar, this loaf of bread, is now usher on him, is usher. Similarly to the way that chazan is usher, or let the veil is also. However, if we're the way it seems to say in Rashi, the way we're explaining now, Shvuah is not like this. Shvuah, merely a person said something, and if he will do the opposite, he has falsified what he said. And therefore, it would seem that with Shvuah, no Isser is Chal, there's no activation of Isser such as Neder. Merely, there's a possibility for him in the future to falsify what he said in the past.
Any questions? If someone would like to ask a question, please click on the picture of the mic on the bottom right.
However, we see in many, many of the halachas of Shvuah, which we'll try to touch on a few of them now, that in actuality, there is a halach. In other words, something does become usur when a person says, Shvuah Shalai Eichel Kikrazu. And it's not merely setting himself up a possibility to falsify his words, like we seem to see in Rashi, but rather closer to our first reading of the Mishnah, that something there is actually an issue. Tosfos here on Chaf Aleph from the days, in explaining the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, according to the Havamin of the Gemara, that Rabbi Kiva follows Rabbi Shimon, says as follows: "Beloy Omru Kedayis Elu Inyan Karban." Rabbi Shimon's Shita is that all the Shimon Torah, a person gets Malkus, even if he only eats a Kalshu. However, to bring a Karban, he has to eat a Kedayis. So Taisus is bothered by a question, which is implied in the words of Taisus. Taisus is bothered by a question. The issue of Shavuot Sita, you bring a carbon. So if you're telling me, Rav Kiva goes according to the Shita of Rav Shimon, so we haven't solved the problem, because Rav Shimon himself holds that for a carbon, you need a Kedayis. So Taisus explains as follows: the Dafka b'shar iser b'in Kedayis l'carbon, shah carbon taller the curse. This fact that Rav Shimon needs a kedayis for a carbon is only in Shari Surim, in other Surim. However, by the Shvuah, since the Shvuah is violating his words, therefore, there'll be chayav a carbon on the smallest amount. So let's look a little bit deeper into the question of Tosfos. What is Tosfos' question? Tosfos says, I understand very well that the Shvuah can cause an Isser even in a Kol Shehu, just like Kol Asar Kula. However, he should have to eat a kezayis to be mechuyav a carbon, just like all isurim, where it's also usur if you eat up a kol shehu, but you have to eat a kezayis to be mechuyav a carbon. Now, can this question fit with the explanation which we explained until now? We were explaining that the isur of Shvuah does not create an isur. However, it's only a question of, did he violate his words or not? If so, once he violated his words, there's no way that we can say that he will have to eat a kezayis. There's no place for having shiurim. In other words, once he has already violated his words with a kol shehu, we can't say that there'll be a din that he has to continue on to eat a kezayis to be mechuyav a karbon. Because if there's no iser in the tikkur, the whole question is, did you violate your words or did you not? You violated your words with a kol shehu. So Tosfos kasha can't start. How could it possibly be that a person would be over the Shvuah with eating of Kol Shehu and still only bring a carbon when he eats a kezayis? From this we see that although we explained the Shvuah to be violating the words, still there must be that some Isser is chal that it would be possible to say that you have to eat a kezayis to bring a carbon. And the truth is that the words of Tosfos actually are clearly stated a little bit further in the Gemara. The Gemara reads as follows. Omeloi, in the bottom of the page, three lines from the bottom, Omeloi le Rabbi Kiva. This is the quote from the Mishnah, where the Chachamim were asking Rabbi Kiva, where did we see that there's any Isser Achil in the Torah which is in a Kol Shehu? So the Gemara answer is as follows. V'loi, v'harei nemola. If a person eats an ant, he tries, even though it's not a kedayis. The Gemara answers, barrier shiny. A nemola, which is a barrier, that's what the Torah authored this unit, It's a unit, and since it's a unit, you're chayav even though it's not a kezayis. Vare hektish. What's with hektish? Hektish also has to be kezayis. So the Gemara says true. It doesn't have a shear of kezayis, but it's a different shear. Hav inish of a pruta. By hektish, to be chayav a korban milah, you have to eat the wood of a pruta. Then the Gemara asks another question. Vare mafarish. Mafarish is the shmur we spoke about before, where he said explicitly that he is answering himself even on the smallest amount. Where he said clearly, Shmur shalai oichol koshu. Answers the Gemara, Mefarish nami keber yadami. Mefarish is like a barrier, is like a unit. Now, the Gemara is looking for a precedent that Mefarish can be usher. In other words, seemingly, the Gemara is the problem. How could there be an Itzer Achila? How could there be an Itzer Achila unless the Kedai is? There could be. Even though he said clearly, I will eat less than a Kedaius, and I will not eat less than a Kedaius, still the Gemara is faced with a problem. How could he be Usur? And the Gemara says, I have a Raya that such a thing could be Usur. What's my Raya? Beria. Just like Beria, eating an Amola is Usur, Mefarish is Usur. Now the way we explain that the reason that a Shvur is only violating his words, whatever he said, he violated, and he'll be Chayiv. So what's the difference? Why do we have to bring a Raya from Beria? We have to bring a Raya, Mefarish, Nami, to Beria, Dami, Mefarish is as if a Beria. Mefarish is Mefarish. He violated his words. So we see clearly that that the Gemara had to bring by saying the first time Kaveri Dami. So the Gemara was looking for a comparison, something comparable where an Itzer Achila could be less than a Kedais, and Itzer Achila could be a Kolshu. And the mere fact that he said clearly that he wants to ask himself Achila in less than a Kedais wouldn't be enough if it wouldn't be for the fact that we see that such a thing exists by Beria. From this we see that although Rashi did say that, well, the person is being over for violating his words, still there has to be an Isser of Achila, and the Isser of Achila is Chal. When a person says Shvush Loi Oichol, we've created an Isser Achila. Mm-hmm. So,
all right. Any questions? If there's any questions, please ask the question. Raise your hand by clicking on the icon for the request talk on bottom.
Okay. So now, like we said quickly, we're going to show a few other places where we see this idea that although Rashi said that Shvur is for violating his words, however, there is an Isra Chal. In other words, when a person makes a Shvur, an Isra Chal. The Mishnah says, at the end of the first, the Gemara says at the end of the first parak of the Dorim, Chomer b'Shvus min b'Dorim u'midorim b'Shvus. There's a stringency of Shvuos over Nedorim and Nedorim over Shvuos. Chomer b'Nedorim, she Nedorim chal al mitzvah k'vishus, mash en ken b'Shvuos. Nedorim are more stringent than Shvuos because of a neder can be chal on a dvar mitzvah. It means if a person says that a sukkah should be usher on me, he becomes usher to sin in the sukkah. Whereas if a person makes a Shvuos not sin in the sukkah, it's not chal. Like we'll see later, a person cannot make a Shvuos against the mitzvah of the Torah. Then the Gemara goes on, Hashem b'Nedorim. Nedorim needs something tangible. A neder can only be chal on a kikar, on an eben, on something. We need something tangible. We need what's called a chetzer. We need a tangible object for the neder to be chal on. Whereas a shvur can be chal on something not tangible. You can make a shvur that I won't sleep. You can make a shvur that I won't talk. It can be chal on something that's not tangible, does not need a tangible object. So now, for argument's sake, let's go back to our first understanding and say that a shvur is, the idea of a shvur is not to falsify your words. So how would we understand that a shvur is chal on a dover she'ein boi mamish? Well, of course it's chal on a dover she'ein boi mamish. Any way that you can make something false, whatever it is. If I said I won't talk and I talked, so I falsified my original word. There's nothing in it that there's a chalot, something she'ein boi mamish is chal. It's just that there is a hechatimsa. There is a possibility now for me to falsify my words with a davar she'ein boi mamish. However, the Rishonim don't explain like this. The Ran says, Shmuas are chal and things even which don't have a substance. Why? Mishum de mitzvah gavruhu. The person is becoming usur. The person himself. Shelo yasekein. That he should not do as he said. Shouldn't sleep or shouldn't speak. V'ihu ispei mamish. And he has substance. In other words, the nether which is chal on the chesed, the nether which is chal on the bread, or on the stone, the stone has a mamish. If he says that I won't sleep, there's nothing for the nether to be chal on. Mashein ken a shvur is not chal on the chesed, a shvur is chal on the person, and the person has substance. So clearly we see, the Ran didn't say that the reason why it's chal is because the shvur is just not to falsify his words. He said, it is chal, but it's chal on something which is very concrete. What's that? The person. When I say, I shall not, the iser is chal on the person. So therefore, we see clearly that there's something that has to be chal. There's an iser which has to be chal. But the reason it's chal on a davish and by mamish is because the person has a mamish. And the Mefarshim also explained that we see that the Gemara considers it a stringency. That it's chal on a davish and by mamish. Now, the shvuas are chal even not in surim. Shvuah could be chal that you must do something. And must do something is definitely not an iser. So therefore, it's something different entirely. How can we consider it a stringency? The shvuah is do as you say. So from this we see that, at least in a case where a person says that I will not do something or something will be utter, there is an iser chal. And therefore we could say that there's a stringency. The shvuah is more stringent than ever. The isurim of shvuah can be chal even on something which doesn't have substance. Why? As the Ran says, because it's chal on himself, on the person. Whereas a nether is not. Also from here we see that it's not merely falsifying your words. Rather, something is chal. There's an essence of shvuah, which means that an iser takes effect. There's an iser which takes effect, and just the iser is not the same as iser nether, which the iser takes effect on the chetza, but the iser takes effect on the gavra. Quickly, we'll see a few other places. The Shulchan Aruch brings himself to the Tur and the Rambam Paskim in Siman Reish Lamechet Sif Aleph. Shvua Shaloi Oichol Stam Osur B'Kol Shehu Avo Eino Chayev El Al Kizai. If a person makes, we Paskim like the Chachamim, then a person says Shvua Shaloi Oichol, he only brings the carbon if he eats the Kizai. So, however, what about eating a little bit? Is it Mutter or Osur? So the Shulchan Aruch says Osur B'Kol Shehu. He's not allowed to eat even the smallest amount. However, to bring a carbon, to get malchus, you have to eat a kizai. If we understand that the only question is falsifying the shvur, or is you're contradicting the words which you said. So the contradiction only comes when you totally contradict your words. In other words, if a person would say, I will not eat 10 hours, and he ate 9 hours, he didn't even contradict his words flatly. His words was, I shall not eat 10 hours. When he ate 9 hours, or 8 hours, or 7 hours, he did not contradict his words. However, here it says that if I make a shvur that I won't eat a whole kikar, or I won't eat at all, If I eat a little bit, it's usur. Why should it be usur? I didn't falsify my words. From this we see that there is an iser which is chal. Now, paradoxically, the Bir Agro brings here that the reason for this, he brings it from the Rambam, Sif Aleph, Rambam Buran, Ukamoy b'chol isurin b'usur min haTorah. Since we paskin that in all isurin chati shir usur min haTorah, that means although a person only gets malchus for eating a kezias, but he's not allowed to eat even the smallest amount. So too, shvur is the same. Chati shir osam natar. And the Ran explains, and the Gemara brings it, why? Because, although a person will only be over the iser, he'll only have transgressed the iser if he's eaten the whole kezias, But each part of a kazayis is chazi u'itz tarufi. In other words, since it can all add up to be a kazayis, this is part of the total issue. So therefore, we have to compare here too. Although he will only have to ingress the shvua if he ate the whole kikur or the whole kazayis. However, if by eating a small portion, since that could add up to the kazayis, therefore it's us. But even with this understanding of chazi u'itz tarufi, still, we cannot understand it if we say that it's merely falsifying the shvur. I mean, the idea of chazir tarufei is that we see that the Torah didn't say a little bit of chayov is okay, a little bit more is okay, a little bit more is okay, and when you eat a kazayis, it's obviously the Torah said eating is also. So therefore, even the smallest particle is also because you will come through there to eat a kazayis. However, when it comes to shvur, if all the question is falsifying the shvur, then there's nothing intrinsically wrong with the bread that you're eating or with the olives that you're eating. There's nothing intrinsically wrong with it. The only question is, did the shvur come out to be false or did it not? Therefore, there'd be no makom to say chati shirot in the Torah because there's nothing really utter. The only question is, I'll look at the end of the story. Was my shvur true or was it false? And I'll say it was true because I did not eat ten. So therefore, from the fact that we showed in Paskin that Chati Shir Asur Min HaTorah Shvu, we see that an Isra Achila does take effect. It takes effect to make the Kikur Asur, although we only transgress by eating a whole Kizayis. However, we can see from this that an Isra is Chal.
If anyone would like to ask a question, please speak up.
Okay, we'll just see one more place. There are many examples of this. We'll just see one more place. Types this, and that Chafayim Aleph here in Shavuot says that although we saw in the Gemara in Nedarim that a nether is chal on a dvar mitzvah because it's chal on the chesed, whereas the shvur is not chal of atzva mitzvah. Taisus says clearly in Chafay in Divrei Maskil Mashenkin b'shvuos that if a person, sheet of Taisus, that if a person speaks after the shvur directly in that it should be chal on the chesed. If the only time we say shvur is not chal on the chesed, the person says that I will not sit on the sukkah. However, if a person says the sukkah should be usher on me b'shvur, then it is chal on the mitzvah. So therefore, once again, we see that Tosfos understands that there's a difference how we say the shvur, and the shvur can be chal like a nether to usher something as long as we said it in that fashion. So therefore, although we understand that the issur of shvur is an issur of shvur sheker, still we see that something tangible happens. And issur is chal when I make a shvur. So, once again, to recap. On one hand, we saw in Rashi many times, and that's the way it really seems in the pasuk, that the issur of shvur bitui is to falsify your shvur. And therefore, whether it's a shvur that I will do, or whether it's a shvur that I will not do, the problem is that when you ate something, or when you did the thing that you said you were not going to do, you've made your shvur false. On the other hand, we've seen from various places that something is chal. In other words, there is an isser here, similar to the isser achila kol atarakula, that when a person says shaloi oichol, there's a tangible isser here. And it's not just a question of will your shvur be true or will it be false. However, there's an isser chal, an isser which makes chati shir, an isser which divan said in the dorm is chal, and the chetzah, an isser on something which we didn't deal with, but an isser which makes ain isser chal or isser, that there's an isser here and another isser can't be chal on it. There's an isser which is chal on the shvur. So, now we're going to try to understand the essence of this isser, how it differs from an isser nether, where we see it in the pasuk, and how it relates to the other shvur, the positive shvur, and the shvur which are all brought together in one pasuk, which is not to swear l'sheker. And all of these I consider l'sheker. L'sheker, if you said something false at the time, a sheker, which if you said something and you will do and you did not do it, or a sheker, which you said you will not do something and you did do something. All of these are in one general klal, which is called l'sheshavu b'shmila sheker. So I think to understand this, we have to understand, in general, what a shvua is, and the great severity that there is in a shvua. It says that, Chazal say, that the earth shook 400 parsa by 400 parsa, when Hashem said, L'shish Hashem Hashem, or the terrible severity in saying a shvua sheker, in the shame of Hashem, using the shame Hashem's name to falsify, to say a false shvua. Considered one of the most severe isurim in the Torah, like making a shvua sheker. So to understand what a shvua is and how we transgress the shvua, to understand what does a person do when he says something in the name of Hashem. The person says in the name of Hashem, this is true in all shvuas, even a shvua which a person says in Begdin, if he did steal, or he didn't steal, or if he didn't watch properly, he didn't watch properly, all the shvuot that will be in all this mesechta, all of them, they have one common thread. A person says something which he proclaims to be the absolute truth by the fact that he says it in the name of Hashem. It's a proclamation of truth. Now, in a shvuot bitui, a person is saying, let's first deal with shvuot bitui l'habo. A person says, I will eat. That's neither true nor false at the time he said it. If he will eat, it will be true. If he won't eat, it will be false. So, on this, the Torah says as follows. Ish, ki donero oi shavash vuot, Hashem lo yachel dvoroi, kechol ayetim iti yaseh. A person must do as he says. There's a chiyuv essay to substantiate, to validate the words which he said, which was as follows. Right now, I said a shvua. I said something, I will eat. Like we said, that's neither true or false at the time. When will it become true? When he eats. So therefore, the shvua obligates him to make this absolute truth, which he said in word, be an absolute truth in action. And now we'll have two parallels. When the person actually eats, we have a parallel. What he said, I said I will eat, truth, and that truth has been validated by the fact that he actually ate. Okay? When we're talking about things which happened already, the validation is in the fact that it's actually true. A person said, I did eat. So we have also a parallel. We have a parallel. There's something in the world that actually happened. He ate. On the other hand, we have the statement of fact, and we have the parallel. The truth of his words is validated by the truth of the world, of what actually happened, by the truth of the action. Now, how are we going to relate to this in a shvua she'loi oichal? So until now, we've been talking about how a person violates a shvua. We understand. If a person says, I will not eat, and he did eat, he violated shvua. However, how is the person going to validate this shvua? How will a person validate a shvua passively? A person said, I will not eat. I will not eat. Where is the validation of this shvua? We have to have something in this world which validates it. The same way that a person says, I will eat, we must make it true. We make it true by the fact that he did what he said he will do. But there's no validation passively. He did not eat. We don't have anything tangible. What happens tangibly? What happens tangibly is that something becomes awesome. In other words, the truth of his shvua, the validation of his shvua, when a person says, I will not eat, this shvua is validated by the fact that the tinker, or whatever he said that he wouldn't eat, becomes awesome. And now we have a metzias in the world. We have something which parallels the shvua. The shvua is, I will not eat. And that becomes validated with something tangible in the world, the same way the tangible of the action, an action in a shvua, when he says a positive shvua, and he does the act. So we have the parallel, what he said he would do, and with the parallel of not doing is that it should become also. In other words, something happens in this world, the same way that Chaz is also, the same way that something also in Nether is also, something which he said he will not do, with a Shavua, is also. What's the essence of this issue? It's obviously, it's not Chaylev. It's not something which becomes tangibly also. It's not even a Nether, which something is Chal and the Chesed. However, there is something very tangible here. What's tangible? Now, this kikar. I said, I will not eat this kikar. By eating this kikar, he will make his shvua false. So an iser is chal on the kikar. Which iser? The iser of falsifying the shvua. In other words, it's true. Just like we said from Rashi, the iser is all the time falsifying the shvua. But it's tangible. There's something here. Right now we have a kikar which an iser is chal on it. What's the iser? The iser is not an iser of not eating chalif, an iser of not falsifying shvuas. That's the iser which is now chal on this kikar. So therefore, both sides of what we said are true. It's true that the iser depends on what he said and what he will do or what he will not do. And the iser is falsifying the shvua. However, as we brought on the other hand, it is true that an iser is chal. Which type of iser? The iser which is chal is, we have an iser now in this kikar because this kikar now became the hechatzimtzer that we can falsify the shvua through eating it. So, an iser is chal. Which iser? The iser of shvua sheker. The person will eat it, and he will have violated his shvua, and therefore, there will be no parallel. The parallel is not here. The parallel, on one side, he said that I will not, and now he has eaten it. So, in order to validate the shvua, when it's a positive shvua, we have one way of validating the shvua. Do what you say. When it's a negative shvua, so the only way to validate the shvua is for the iser to be chal. That we have this mitzvah, we have this in the world, that now something has become utter, and therefore we have the parallel, what he said, and the truth in the world. So, once again, as far as violating the shvua, we said if we look at it as the violation of the shvua, we are falsifying what he said. But if we look at the kiyum shvua, and the upholding of the shvua, and the validating of the shvua, the validation of the shvua is that something should become usur. So therefore we can understand how a chatishir could be usur, the muscle which you spoke about. Because now this kikar is usur. Why is it usur? True, it's not chaylev, it's not dam, but there's an iser on this kikar. Which iser? Don't eat this kikar because through eating this kikar you'll falsify the shvua. Or we can understand that like Tosfos said, that we could have shiurim. Although maybe you'll falsify the shvua by eating a little bit, maybe you'll only have to bring a carbon by eating a kagdais. Why? Because there's an iser on this kikar. Which iser? The iser of shvua sheker is now on this kikar. So therefore, we can understand that there could be shiurim. And we understand what the Gemara said, mefarish nami keberi adami. We understand that a person has to create, when a person says loy oichel, in order for the shvua to be chal, we have to create an iser achila. So we're looking for an iser achila. What type of iser achila can we create? We can create an iser achila of which is with by mitzvah other iser achila in the Torah. So only if we have a precedent, beria, which a person becomes usher to eat even a small amount, we can say therefore also, if a person said, I will not eat a small amount, he becomes usher, just like a beria is usher. So once again, we have two sides. On one side we have that the idea of the shvua is not to falsify his words, but it's not like as we started out, we thought in the beginning, that that's the whole shvua, that all there is make sure that it does not become a lie. We have an issa which is chal, we have a tangible issa which is created by the shvua, which gives many of the dinim which we spoke about, which are characteristic of Isurim. So now just one more minute, we're going to go back to the first question, which is something which I hope we leave you with. It's a very important understanding of shvua. So let's review. Our first question was, right in the beginning of the Mishnah, shvua shtayim shein arba. The Torah makes four classifications. A shvua lehabah, for the future, that I will eat or that I will not eat. A shvua lesha'avar, that I ate or I did not eat. And our question was, we understand clearly the difference in the future shvuah. I will eat is something which is positive, which I must do in order to be kind of shvuah. I will not eat is something negative, which I will transgress by an action, and I will be mekayim passively. However, in b'shvuos l'sha'arvah, seemingly they're the same. If I ate or I didn't eat, the question is, did I say a lie or did I not say a lie? But if we understand once again that the idea of shvuos sheker is not merely whether you said a lie or not, but a shvuah must be true, and therefore we are looking for the parallel. The parallel is the truth of his words parallel to what we have in the world, for the actions which we have parallel to it, which make it true or not true. So therefore, we can understand that there's a major, major difference in understanding between a shvuah of achalti or lo achalti. A shvuah of achalti, we have something tangible. He said I ate, and we have an action, which he ate. These two parallels, the shvuah is absolutely true. But if he didn't, it's false. However, shvuah shaloyachalti, we're looking for something, and he did not eat. So here, we don't have something as tangible. All we have is a negative. He didn't eat. Where is this truth in the world? And therefore, it's a different chiddush to say that this also is considered a non-truth. It's considered a non-truth when the only thing which I have to be mekayim the shvuah, to validate the shvuah, is something passive. In other words, if I said shvuah that I did not eat, what's going to validate my shvuah? Something passive. Not eating. Not eating validating shvuah is different than eating the validating shvuah. So that's also understand that the special severity of a shvuah. The special severity of shvuah is that a person says something in the name of Hashem, it must be absolute truth. And the absolute truth has to be proven in the world, has to be validated in the world. And therefore, a person has to be very, very careful with shvuah, because when a person says in the name of Hashem, the deviation from that is a chil of the Shem Hashem. I hope you all enjoyed the shiur. If anyone has any questions, they could send them in an email, and maybe we'll be meeting you again in the future.